The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Trying to help you. You're over here like a house in a hurricane. Roofless.
Is that the arcing
robes
of jism?
Yes.
That was his bonus action.
Get fucked. Ah!
He's going to try and free himself.
I shall free myself now.
He rolled a 19.
Ah, Chris Angel.
Pretty good.
Well, Chris Angel.
He just
mind freak! Mind freak!
It's almost... He starts to tear through them, and it's almost like he oozes through.
Oh, I've oozed. I just oozed.
Like when Davy Jones goes to the bars to talk to
Jasper. Yeah, kind of. Yes.
About the
and
Bobby Hill.
I tried to get a good move up there for you to just slaughter him, but that
it's okay.
Didn't pan out.
I'm much less emotionally invested in this character than I was with Morik. So
one you literally share a name with.
Yeah, I don't really like myself either. So that's how the depression works.
Troy, you're up.
Cry for help.
Just do it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a snare strike again.
Okay.
A 20 something will probably hit.
20 what?
That's true. That is 27.
27 will hit.
I let you hit me.
So you're restrained once again.
Look, you have a regular bow, right? Brothers.
Yes. for max damage of 20, or not 20, sorry, 12.
Makes me jiggle in my bits.
Why am I being tickled?
I'm attacking him.
He's got to make a save.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, strength save.
Strength save. Sorry.
Thank you for eating pineapple.
Rolled an 18.
Fuck you. Second attack.
Semen jokes.
Was a
I'm so 19, old it comes
was
out
a 21.
Like chowder.
21?
Yeah.
Shit, is the end of his next turn, then it's dropped.
No, I'm debating whether to do it again.
It was at the beginning of his turn.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Get debated.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to cast any other first level spells. He'll shield again.
Okay.
You're making him waste spell slots.
Yep.
I mean, it's not the outcome we want, but if he doesn't cast Shriveling on Matt again and just murder him outright.
What does a lawyer and a sperm have in common?
Oh.
Oh, bonus action. I'm going
to
move.
You used your bonus action to cast
Spell. Right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the joke.
What does a lawyer and a sperm have in common?
Yeah.
Both have about 1 in 3 million chance of becoming a human.
Cody, have you been hit more than the acid splashback?
No. Okay. I mean, that hurt a lot, but that's all. That's it.
Luke, you've been moving that?
Wisdom safe?
You got cloud killed, didn't you?
I can't yet. It's a bonus action, and I've used it for ensnaring strike. So.
Nat 20.
I am the wise.
Fuck you.
Give me a card.
Based on the way I'm counting the general XP for this, you don't need the card.
Get horridly wilted.
Yeah, you healed yourself?
That's it. Yeah, I healed myself.
Okay. You can move.
There's not really a point in moving.
You're the only one I wish to force.
I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Cody, you're up.
Not that I really want them to, but have the oozes done anything?
No.
Oh, shit, I forgot
the
oozes.
Shut the fuck up.
Attack them, my oozes.
You did not just do that.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot all about the oozes.
Teacher. No, I'm like, because if they're not attacking, I'm disengaging and fighting the only thing that's attacking us.
Well, guess what? You solved that fucking problem.
Yep.
Grady, you fucking...
Engage.
I think they should be stunned for this turn because of us, and they shouldn't be allowed to attack.
Cody, the ooze misses you.
Whiff.
Besides, they're going to miss here and here.
Missed the rock elemental.
Rock monster.
Rock.
You just pointed out about his ooze not attacking.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought maybe it was a puzzle to solve.
Piss all over the wall.
no, once again, I did not piss on your wall, Cody.
Hey, thank you. No. Thank you, Troy.
happened to make it all in the toilet bowl.
That's good. You get a stick.
What even happened? How did that happen to me?
You
what
said
happened?
Your hand went numb and you can't see your dick or reach it with both at the same time, so you pissed. It sounded like you were ripping jeans, and then I called you out on it because you just weren't going to say anything. But I thought you just beefed instead.
Okay, now it's coming back to me. Thank you.
Matt, oh, thank you, I'm glad you asked that extra bit about that he wasn't going to say anything.
I wasn't going to say anything. I thought I had covered my bases.
Intelligence save.
Like, could have taken the extra 5 seconds to clean it up the first time.
17.
Okay.
I'm a smarbarian.
Conan the Library.
You are unconscious.
No, I'm not.
5 damage.
I'm not.
Psychic damage, if that matters.
It does.
Huh?
No.
Oh, he's not bare.
Even if he was bare.
And...
No.
Troy, make an intelligence save.
Right, it gets through.
Oh, like, yeah.
Troy, you're sorry? Being psychically attacked as well.
I attack you in your smarts.
18?
Ah, oh, he's smart.
Moderately.
Ooh, that looks like a better roll.
6 damage. Six psychic damage.
You are a learned man as well. And Rind had appropriate ideas.
Behold
for the time.
The mighty monarch.
All right, Cody, we're back up to you.
Yeah.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Don't you have some Birkenstocks to purchase? Pride move.
Wow.
When did Birkenstocks become gay?
They're lesbian things.
Oh, well, okay.
You were more, like, concerned about being a straight ally. You know this.
Oh, my God. I'm a fucking social worker.
Apparently not one concerned with...
A terrible one.
Terrible one? Why are you the character when you say that?
It's the psychic attack.
What? Yeah. Why is the pudding man hurting me?
Mockery. I'm now a bard.
Now a bard.
This is the song you will die to.
Okay.
I played it with my butt.
Played it with my butt.
I'm gonna. Does the ooze look like it's anywhere near death, Jeff? The one that I've hit for like 50 damage.
Beyond bloodied.
That's really not helpful. Okay, I'll swing and hit it.
Like a pudding in a picnic, it has a thick skin.
I hit it with a 26.
That'll hit.
I like it most that it confused Matt.
14 damage again.
Like, why is the pudding big? I thought when you just bake it on the stovetop, it gets a thick skin.
Because it's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if you still picnic up in July, yeah.
Hold on by a shred.
Are you going to do damage to me?
Not that hard.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure I'm still standing after all this.
I'm still standing.
2 is a lot better than the 25 or whatever you did earlier.
Well, that was 48.
All right. 12. I keep forgetting it's like a 5 to hit this thing. 12 hits, yes?
Yes.
For 9 damage.
No!
4 more damage to you.
Okay.
And it will fall apart into globs.
Nah.
Killed one. I turn around and look at the rock monster.
His name's Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
Dwayne,
yes.
Dwayne Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff.
Dwayne the Rachmaninoff Johnson.
And Josh, you're up.
Ah, which one? Yeah, the only one.
Rock monster.
Got it.
His name's Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Now seeing, so mathematically, in a rock's mind, if I kill the one that killed a one, do I have a 2? yep, that'll hit him. Ooh, that one might not.
It's like,
no, that was 11 again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like an 8 to hit it.
Almost
7. Years. Or above 7. You're right. 8. Duh.
I'm sorry?
Okay,
oh.
You're going to be a good dad. 23. I rolled really low on the second one.
Okay. Move bonus. I don't think you have any.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, you're up.
I'm gonna great axe the tunnel in front of me.
Okay, go for it.
He
missed with a 15. Still raging.
Is he entrapped? Is he entangled?
No.
Okay.
I expertly died.
Definitely missed it again.
What did you get?
10.
He does not have the. Oh, okay. He doesn't have the shield up right now.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he pop it on?
Yeah, he popped the shield on my second attack.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he did.
I guess he does still have the shield.
I want you to mark that shield off because that's another spell down.
No, I do. I do have two checks.
Okay.
I appreciate you fending me to keep me cool while I kill all your friends.
Have you done anything in a while? I feel like we've skipped you or something.
No, both times I've tried something, they've been f***ed off. No.
Sorry. Sorry for rubbing that in.
What are these little ones? What are these little ones beside me up here doing?
Psychically attacking, I believe.
Oh, they were the ones psychically
attacking. Yeah.
Ah, I guess.
Oh. Those are oozes?
I mean, the thing was, he made two psychic attacks. Those two slapped at the Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson and myself, so.
Dwayne the Rock Monroe Johnson. Fuck?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Roll your eyes. I said I wanted to leave early. It took us 4 hours to start playing. Let's go. Whose fault is that?
I take partial blame.
I'll take part of it, but. Okay. That goes to me.
Ah.
He will spend two more sorcery points.
Oh, I'm a sorcerer. There used to be a prestige class for spellcasters that were you could eventually turn into basically a hominid and fit in little cracks and stuff.
There's a. I think they've done that with an Earth Arcana.
No, he doesn't need to spend
they've
two sorcery
added,
points.
An ooze that you can play.
He'll spend cool. three. Troy.
Or it might be in the latest book.
Ghost of Saltmarsh.
Well, not no, and whatever the book before that, I think. But didn't they release another book that was like a...
The Ravnica.
I thought there was another book that came out. Something recently.
Something Waterdeep?
I don't remember.
I'm sorry, I don't have the spell pulled up.
I just remember reading it.
It wasn't a great prestige class, because your spells...
Constitution save at disadvantage.
For me?
Yes.
Pretty good.
That's not pretty bad. So good.
Seven.
You're blind.
That's not good.
By my brilliance.
And yeah, I'll move away. He's just gonna. Oh, hey.
Now pick up my character and put him right. No, no, make Jeff do it with his fucking back scratcher that I'm not allowed to use.
Can you make
just rubber band TP to it, man? I got a hard reach.
You will get an attack of opportunity, man.
Yes.
Yay!
You can try. Oh, he tried really well.
17?
17 will no. Not the shield. No,
no the shield
dropped.
Will be gone.
Dropped
by
at the beginning of his turn. You'll
yeah.
hit.
Yeah. 11.
Oh, damage. Stop hitting me in the butt. You're going
and
to
I don't get my extra attack on that, right?
No, you do not.
One hit.
Just one.
Cool.
You need to get that sentry ability, so if you do that, everything stops moving.
Yeah.
Back to Troy. No, I got to do the oozes. God damn it.
I have one hit point. I kind of want it to go away.
Matt, intelligence save.
Don't tell him you have one hit point.
I knew he had one hit point.
9.
Oh, no.
As long as he rolls a die, I think you're going down. Yep, going down.
That is 14 points of psychic damage.
Oh, my smarts.
Lucas, intelligence save.
Oh, I get advantage on those now.
Oh, oh yeah, you do.
He's a gnome.
His name is David.
It's a 16.
David Gnome.
That was the saddest last
points.
Episode of a show ever.
He 4 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
David the Gnome.
And on to Troy.
Since I'm blinded.
Yeah, blind the line.
I'm just going to move.
Can you make a
spirit towards me?
Can you make a roll?
Do I make a roll to get unblinded?
I think you make a roll at the end of every turn.
Do you have Lester Restoration?
Ooh, there's a handily placed eyewash station.
Yeah. But the person
at the end of your turn, you make another Constitution save. Mm-hmm.
The end of my turn.
Yep. Yeah.
So, oh, I'm gonna move the thing up to me.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna get 5 hit points back.
Pretty sure he still thinks you can cast Lester Restoration.
To be fair, I can cast Lester Restoration.
No, you can.
Yeah, the sword can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wrong word.
He told me that when I had the sword.
Yeah.
He said a lot of shit about that sword that's not true.
I saw a lot of stuff about that
sword. I don't care. DM said it. It's canon.
I'm a canon now.
Is it still at disadvantage?
For what?
For the check?
No.
So I just need a con save?
Yes.
Con.
Does a nat 20 work?
A nat 20 does work.
You lotion.
Damn, man.
What?
You smell.
For Sutherland over
Don't do that, because now I'm about to spend the rest of this session thinking of fart pun names.
Oh,
Queen where's Labifa? My notebook?
Call your girlfriend Queen Labifa. That's my personal favorite for ladies.
I'm married.
Oh yeah, I might as well be.
Doesn't mean you still can't call your girlfriend that. Jeez.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's totally what it means, because I don't have one. Not with this.
Anything else, Troy?
Unless she's into it.
Well, it's at the end of my turn, so I guess I'm...
Oh, yeah, you made
that's bonus action, so I can move, I guess.
Come closer. I wish to blind you.
Well, no, because that would
you would be moving blinded.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a table next to me, so I can just feel the edge of the table, right?
Yeah.
And then a rock monster.
Fight him, he's stealing our food!
So I'll just, like...
Get into his reach, and you move again, he's going to be able to hit you. Yeah. Cool. Should be me.
I got to make sure that that thing doesn't have reach.
Do a cool action slide over the table.
Vladimir Putin.
That's a good one.
Yeah, 5 foot reach.
Shyly. All
right. I'm going to start throwing Eldritch Blast at this thing.
Okay.
Which thing?
At him.
Okay.
You merely adopted the Eldritch Blast. I was born into it.
Yeah, I get to throw two at him, so I'll do that.
Fight me, nerd.
I say, do you also have Ensnaring Strike?
No.
Couldn't remember.
Does an 18 hit?
It does.
Does a 10 hit?
No.
Okay. Suck so that, Pudding King.
I want to keep your confidence up. I let you hit me with the one.
Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my.
For 6 force damage.
Ah! Aha. You're an unfortunate-looking gnomish woman.
Yeah, I got 6 hit points back.
Okay. On to Cody.
Piss. I'm not... So those things are going to keep psychically attacking us, but if I keep fighting the oozes, I'm going to go down.
Yeah. Well, we haven't fought one of the ones that psychically attacks you yet.
Right, but I'm just going to assume that... I mean, I guess let's be fair.
Throw an Occam's Fire at that fucker.
Yeah, go stab him. You reach
take one off my belt. Throw it at him.
Hit him at a distance.
It's funny if that guy has reach.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
All right, I thread the needle.
Okay.
What's up, Puddin' King? Something, something, I am no man.
Yep, I am man.
Sun Sword... How about a nat 20 for 28?
Nice.
Oh, no.
No, you're burning my jizz.
Be one of the good ones.
This is a dangerous one called Bloodied Nose. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again.
I read an article.
Plus your bonus.
Like, yeah, no, I'm thinking.
Like house rules are to like some of these rules, and that was one of them. Like someone, like when you crit, like it's... Essentially, max damage every time, and then re-roll.
So 16 damage plus the D10.
But there were a lot of good ones on there. That was like, oh, actually, is a really there's some really smart
22, 28 total damage.
Nice.
You look as if you spent the past 10 years of your life testing maces with your face, and then they paid you in cake. Fight me, Tubby.
Extra attack.
Okay.
Fight me, Tubby.
21 hit.
Oh, she's actually 21 quite alive.
Is there anything that I can do?
You got any more of those bonus damage dice?
Yeah, but I don't, like, I don't want to do that to him. Does anybody want to move?
I would love to.
I think you have to be conscious.
Oh.
I like the idea the fighter hits somebody and a dead body just slides across the floor. How did that happen? We don't question it. We just let it happen.
Otherwise, I'm gonna readjust Josh, because I'm gonna try and bring him around to this side as well.
I shall adjust myself.
Do you want to move at all, Troy?
Probably couldn't see to do it.
Just Mr. Magoo him through the battlefield.
No, I'm free from being blinded.
Oh, you did make it.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Thought he was holding onto the rock monster's hand, and he's like, "That's not a finger."
No, I don't think so.
Big knobby finger.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this, Jeff.
Uh-huh. I'm just gonna slide you around so that way, if it.
Well, wait, then this one gets an attack of opportunity.
That's
then.
Not a thing.
It's not. That's the healing position.
Oh.
Another 13 damage. And I will take up my defensive stance.
Okay.
I hope he doesn't do enough to knock me down.
Josh, you're up.
Oh, here, the same one I've been wailing on.
Yep.
Smack that black ooze.
That one is higher than the 3 I rolled before. But this one is only a 10.
Oh, yeah, it'll hit. Okay. As long as it's not a 1, I'm pretty sure you're going to hit it.
27.
Well, you got to be getting real close if you hadn't dropped it yet.
Boom, boom.
getting there.
Holy shit. Oh, I forget. I'm doing magic damage. Yeah, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Well, no, you action surge, so you got a whole nother round of attacks on yours.
Right, but he's also doing two attacks per turn. And yeah, he's rolling more damage statistically than me. Because four plus, because you're rolling 2d8 per, right?
Matt, death save.
That is not a good number.
Cody.
Yes.
I might be about to join you.
Wisdom save.
That's not fair.
How wise are you?
Not very. That's a good roll, though. 17.
Ow.
Did you roll at disadvantage?
Was I supposed to?
Yes. Sorry if I didn't say it.
I
ticked off 3 more points.
Surprise disadvantage.
That'd now be a 3. How much could you possibly have stored in there?
Oh, no. Sounds like you're farting on the pudding. You know what I like?
You no longer have any desire to attack this guy.
Or sit in this chair.
You guys see a twisted crown of jagged iron appear on his head. Or on Kira's head.
You can literally restore him.
Restored.
As the sword.
And
a twisted crown of jagged iron?
Yep.
Yep.
Is that your secret thing?
No, he cast a spell to now make me do... I now do whatever Jeff wants me to do.
Oh, okay.
Which is attack everyone else but the guy who cast the spell.
I've been forgetting to do that. Not a one. Oozes. One of them is that... I don't need to point anymore. God.
You think that'd be the last thing to do?
Ah, Skeletor.
Yeah.
You'll never escape, He-Man.
That one can't get anywhere, but...
Hey,
one
man.
Of them is going to take a swing at Josh.
Oh, wait.
Just go...
Oh, he's Richard Nixon now.
I wonder what's going to happen to the ooze.
He's rigid.
I bet Jeff rolled a 1.
Yes, Jeff rolled a 1. It is befuddled.
Oh.
You cannot take reactions until the start of your next turn.
What a fucking
my
crock of
become
shit.
Become befuddled.
And the black ooze is going to take a swing at Josh. And crit.
Cocksucker.
I am not a rock.
You just sound like Mr. Wu when you said that.
Do you smell?
It's cooking.
Our people's
Cocksucker.
We'll do bludgeoning.
Could never do that with a straight face because I
make a DC 14
so
Constitution save.
Oh, you're a rock. You ought to be able to do that.
Oh my god. Rocks can be brittle, apparently. No. Oh.
You are stunned until the end of your next round.
More like stunning.
Hey, Jeff, quit incapacitating the party.
Not even your friend of stone can fight me.
6 bludgeoning damage.
Really don't want this game to end to the Pudding King.
And 16 acid damage.
Ooh, lads.
And Troy, you're up.
The Pudding King knows no mercy. This pudding
has have you been stabilized?
No.
I was going
to
get
him.
Don't stabilize
me.
Let me die. So I'll go.
I was going to get him next round.
Okay, then. Destroy the oozes. Don't save me.
If, well, can you make an arcana roll? Never mind. Okay. No, you, never mind.
To shoot at you.
Into the mic, please.
I'm going to shoot at the Pudding King.
Cool.
And how bad off does he look?
Fairly bad.
Is he bloodied?
Almost. More than.
Make it count.
Well, that was, well.
it was like a 4, but then, oh,
well, 6 is much better. A 14.
14 misses.
Yeah, puny arrows are no match for my jiggly.
How about an 18?
Oh, that one was.
An 18 will hit.
For 9 damage.
The Pudding King ignores your reality and substitutes his own.
Jello substitutes.
Hey.
Anything else?
Ooh, somebody do a Bill Cosby.
Nope. Lucas.
Well, I was going to walk into that thing, but I can't now.
I'm glad he keeps forgetting to add that force damage on.
It's a bonus action.
Oh, you moved your healing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll throw Eldritch Blast at the guy again.
Okay.
Do it while you're walking towards the healing thing.
No, because that would put him, like, in amidst danger. He doesn't do that.
19 hit.
19 hits.
I think he has more hit points than I do.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
10 force damage.
Yeah, I feel like yours were weirdly low this game.
Because I don't roll well.
Still up?
Still up.
That's a 18.
I feel all right cheating when I'm behind the DM screen. It feels kind of shitty when I'm a player.
It's really just cheating at playing.
For 9 more.
Mm-hmm. I pretend that that's a 20 instead of a 2.
Still up.
Ah. You have 2 hit points.
Remember, this is the day you fought the pudding.
These scars will remind you.
God, now I want pudding. I haven't had pudding in so long.
I don't like pudding.
You like pudding?
No. Like, not to, like, eat pudding. Like, if it were in
a separate dish?
A donut? Like a Bavarian cream?
Right, like a donut. Okay. Or if it were, like...
National donut?
Yeah, it won't.
Hardee's.
What do you want me to do?
Donuts.
You're in control, right?
I want you to take a swing at Josh.
Okay.
Ah, fight me.
All right, here we go. That's crit one.
Get fought.
Well, it's not slashing damage. Maybe I should give you the magic. No.
No.
That one doesn't hurt you.
Now you're going to pick and choose. Doesn't the arrow matter. One's the cool one.
You're going to fall over anyway.
The Pudding King's bonus action.
You deal half damage on your next 2 attacks. Pulled muscle.
I attack Josh again.
Yep.
I got a muscle you can...
24 to hit.
Oh, no.
Yep, that'll do it.
Half damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 14, so 7.
Mm-hmm. The 7 elemental.
Radiant. Mm-hmm. Do I get a roll against that?
You're supposed to use your action to maintain control over the target, or the spell ends. Also, the target can make a wisdom save at the end of its turn.
Am I at disadvantage?
No, you are not. It's just for the heightened spell at the beginning.
Yeah, you fucking sorcerer.
Is that what heightened spell does?
Instead of increasing the spell DC, it just gives disadvantage.
Does a 17 break it?
A 17 hits exactly.
So yes?
Yes.
Cool. I hurt the rock.
I mean, Dwayne a little bit.
Johnson. I was afraid if you got too close, he was going to have me charge you.
Josh, you're up. The bitch just hit you.
So was this guy summoned explicitly to protect?
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
He protect. He attack. He going to break.
Evens or odds?
Kira's back. Odds.
Okay, if it's odds, I'm going to hit you.
I'm surprised you're not hitting me automatically.
Okay, there it is. I gotta hit you now. It was odds.
You can split it up.
All right. So I hit the ooze. This is for Grady. I'll go over here, Grady.
You do you, man. If it's double digits, you probably got me. Yep, you got me. You probably won't drop me.
I rolled an 8 on that one and a 7 on that one.
That's gonna be real close to dropping me.
You take 20 damage.
Does that go to him, or are you go because you hit that one first?
Well, that's fair, but I was rolling for Grady first, and the other one's 11 damage. I'll let the DM call who gets what, since I did roll the attack first for the other one.
Am I taking 20 damage, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
What did you expect him to say?
I was waiting for some sort of bullshit ruling here. Ugh. Kira collapses.
Your numbers are dwindling.
I'm at -1.
Does the crown, which...
The crown
was already gone. I made the roll.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yep. But it kept me from cutting his bitch ass up.
Matt, death save. Or no, you're up.
Yeah, he's dead.
So I need to get up? Is that all my movement or half?
Half your movement.
10, 15, 20. You can still get...
You have 2 oozes around you. You have the big black ooze and you have the pudding king.
20.
You can't quite get him.
Do you have any
throw an axe?
I have a javelin.
That's a thing.
All right, put me. Oh, wait, I guess I
rage. Your rage has ended.
Your rage has ended.
My rage is endless.
Okay, throwing a javelin. What does it say?
That's a 5.
So 12?
Miss.
Throwing another javelin.
That's a 7.
14.
So, 14?
Miss.
Yeah, pointy sticks.
Oh, no, I'm out of... I got 1 javelin left.
I like how Matt threw this from 10 feet away.
I'm assuming you rage, too?
No.
No?
You can assume all you want, Lucas.
All right.
We doing okay?
Matt. Actually, Matt and Troy both. Uh-oh. I need a con save.
Get AoE.
Wisdom save.
I choose intelligence lightning save. Bolt.
Yep, that's what I would.
I'm going to fire it out of my oozy buttholes.
Buttholes. Dex save.
Letterkenny?
Yeah. Yeah, good boy.
Dex.
Oh, I forgot to talk to you about something.
Uh-oh.
15.
Dex?
Yes.
21. 21, you're safe, Matt. Troy?
I watched all of Brockmire in one sitting. So like, good, practically. Man. Like,
told you it's good.
Oh, my God.
Troy, 10 damage.
You would actually...
Acid damage. If
you, they're very and similarly vain.
How you doing over there, Troy? You have the most... No, probably not. Lucas probably has the most, but you're...
It's 10, so... 34. 34, right now.
That's not bad. But he's quickening another spell.
Get weathered.
That's 24 to hit, Troy.
Misses.
It's worth a shot.
You're going to ask a stupid question, I'm going to give you a stupid answer.
I didn't ask a question. I said that's a 24 to hit.
So I'm sorry. What did I save against? I was thinking of Brockmire.
Acid Splash.
What's the range on Acid Splash?
As far as I can throw ropes.
Range 60 feet.
Oh, okay. It's not a spell I thought it was. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is one creature. Or two creatures within 5 feet of each other. Troy, take the damage off.
As I say, Troy.
I thought it was a cone.
No, that's acid.
Hey, but
hands?
That's burning hands.
Yeah. There are a couple of short cones, and I don't think you'd be in it anyway.
It's a schmedium cone.
Sorry.
You get that at Dairy Queen?
It fits my body.
Have you guys had the fucking orange dreamsicle dip
cone? Is that cone? It's so funny. Arby's has a dream.
Yeah, they got a shake or something.
I love dreams. Oh, what is wrong with you? Who hurt you?
Show me on the doll.
Doll where the man told you dreamsicles were not good.
Coca-Cola put out something basically.
Right here.
Yeah, orange drinks.
Right, it's all right.
I haven't tried that.
I prefer get orange Coke out of those Coke machines that like let you mix shit.
Raspberry.
Oh, yeah. Cherry vanilla.
I'll try raspberry if you try orange. Okay.
Pride month.
Matt, 24 to hit you.
Yeah.
Troy, that was a 14 to hit you.
That will not hit.
Yeah. And Josh, 21 to hit you.
What are you doing?
Getting hit.
Scorching Ray.
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Never mind.
Is the damage going to be more than two?
Yes.
It might. Four.
He got back up.
Josh, him down again. 6 points of fire damage.
Quick maps. Man, not hot.
Oh. I'm assuming Daniel went to go see Dark Phoenix.
Dangle?
Marvel needs to hurry up and reboot X-Men so I finally have a good X-Men movie to watch.
Oh no.
Rolly face eyes.
I mean,
Rolly's eyes.
That's his fault for having an expectation that movie was going to be good.
Unnatural 20 to hit you, Josh.
Yep. You're rolling for a 17 to get this bad boy.
That's still pretty high.
That natural armor.
Mm-hmm. 8 bludgeoning. 20 acid.
Oh, wow. That'll chunk it right down there.
One from the little shit actually crits on Josh.
Oh, no.
You get fucked up by the psychic one.
This isn't going well, guys.
Are you now Eeyore?
Yeah, that's what I decided.
Was it Eeyore or was it the turtle from Looney Tunes?
Da-doot, da-doot.
6 bludgeoning and 8 acid.
I've decided now. He is the armadillo from Rock of
and the other...
Hit the ooze, wash your hands. Hit the ooze, wash your hands.
He was an armadillo. I thought he was a turtle.
Nah, he wasn't a turtle.
The other one's going to move 10 feet towards Lucas.
I thought he was an armadillo.
Armadillos are in America. All those animals.
Troy, you're up.
In that show.
I'm going to tell you, man. I'm just telling you, I think he was an armadillo. I'm not saying you're wrong for sure, because this is
my right. Walk up and cut him?
Yeah.
You just... Cartoon Jew. That's what you're playing, right? That's where you're... He's like, hey.
26.
26 to hit the Pudding King?
Yes.
Yes, that'll hit.
Pride
Jew is not a bad word.
Yeah, when you use it like
7
that.
Damage?
Sorry.
7?
Yeah.
Fuck. Philbert is his name.
Yeah.
He's a turtle.
Okay.
Still up.
Barely clinging to life.
I'm going to guess that's going to hit 225. We'll hit.
Yes.
You shall never
and
kill
as
me.
A bonus action, I'm going to add whatever damage that was. What is it?
Yep.
Force damage.
I am indestructible.
4 and a 7 is pretty good. 11 plus 15.
I cannot. Hey,
Filbert's last name is Turtle.
Your arrow pierces him right in the chest, and he starts to dissolve. turning into kind of an ooze as he dies. Supposed to do it during the fight, but I just didn't. I'd rather use him as a spellcaster.
Yeah.
You haven't won. No, we will rise from our children. We will be reborn from the faceless lord. Jublex will consume the banquet of the queen of fungi, and we will all grow.
I missed all that because I was dead.
Yep, no XP for you.
Do the rest of them drop or just him?
Nope.
Okay.
Jublex shall resurrect me.
Is that on me?
Oh. Bonus.
Yeah, there you go. So she automatically gets 6 points. No, I thought it was as soon as it went into her space.
Lucas, you're up.
You're out.
You have to move.
You're down again, too?
In, I don't know. The wording is weird.
I thought it was as soon as you entered it or entered your space. I'll throw a thing at the guy coming after me.
Okay. Yeah.
Whenever you are a creature you see moves into the space, or you start your turn there.
So on the start of my turn.
But he didn't move into the space right. with it.
15 hits, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
No.
It's 8 force damage.
Just boom!
It'll hit. 18 again. For 6 force damage.
So how much
that,
total?
That would end up coming out later.
14?
What was the first one?
Yeah. Sooner, so I was like, well.
I don't know what the first one was.
It's 14 damage.
You blow it to pieces.
Well, but it was made up of acid, wasn't it? So does the acid spray everybody?
No, you're fine. Pieces? Huh? You have 4 hit points.
Okay.
Yes, fail 2 death saving throw.
Huh?
That dang ring all over again.
Hey. That ring had nothing to do with it. You put that.
Now it's your turn, so you get 6 points. You're awake.
Yep.
Or you get 2 points.
2 points. Sorry, it was a d6.
I stand up.
Yep. Hit him, Josh.
I see the ooze. I hit the ooze in front of me.
Okay.
I'm about to go back down, so don't move that thing. 25 is going to hit.
Yeah.
For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Does it spray me?
No.
Cool. Okay. I swing to hit it again. A 19 hits for another 12 damage.
That one will dissolve.
Get wrecked.
Josh, you're up.
I look at the rock man and go,
rock man enough.
He doesn't hit this time. Oh, and he rolled a 1 to hit the black pudding.
You might hit me this time.
His second attack was enough to hit him, depending on what this attack
is. Step on it. If you have a tail, take 1d4 damage.
You do not have a tail.
Yep.
How's he doing?
He's fine. I gotta go to the hospital and change out my mom. She's gonna go take care of the dogs. Matt Edercap has 4 hit points.
Nice to meet you. 10 damage to the black pudding from the rock team.
Looks like it's on its last legs.
It had legs?
Whoever drew the DMG really f***ed it up.
No, whoever drew the PHP messed it up. You see that elf?
Is Matt Edercap going back to the surface with them?
Yeah, it's a plan.
Okay.
He wants to get a spider to take him.
You.
Matt's apparently turning on the lights upstairs now. Most of the time, switches activate the spot you're coming into, so if I wanted to come into this dark space, I would flip on a light before I got there.
It is Matt's turn.
He has 4 hit points.
Yep.
He will stand up, viciously attack the black ooze to claim the kill and victory.
And fall right back down again.
Immediately. He rolls a 1. But his second attack's an 18.
You see what the 1 does first.
Yeah.
I hope he hits the rock monster. Oh, Jesus. That'd be real funny if Matt dies while he's in the bathroom.
Your wild swing causes your weapon to strike you in the foot, dealing maximum damage.
Woof.
if the weapon you're wielding deals bludgeoning damage, your speed is also reduced by 10 feet.
You just cut your own goddamn foot off. Yeah,
I reduced my speed by a foot. Great accident.
So what's his max damage?
15. Some bastard just hit you for 15 damage.
I'm gonna shit. It's on you.
No, actually, it was all over you.
It really was on me, though.
Your foot's now laying somewhere over there.
That's fine. I'm not invested in the character. I'm gonna Okay. Bye.
Jeez, dude. Wish your dad well.
The black pudding's gonna take 1 more swing at you, because I know you guys are gonna kill it next round. And he's going to miss against the elemental.
Surprised by the Spider-Man and chopping his own foot off in a display of power and vigor.
Oh, you said... Oh, he wouldn't have gotten the second attack.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We'll call that there. You guys clear the room.
We revive Matt.
You can let him die.
He's got points.
You have the room. You hear the battle raging behind you.
Is it still going on?
Oh, yeah.
What else is in this room?
I'm going to search the gnome.
You don't find anything on the gnome, but up around the throne, you will find kind of like a footstool in front of it, and it opens up.
Okay. What do we see inside?
I'm getting there. Oh, and one of the psychic oozes had two spell books inside of it.
Oh, cool.
Burn them.
Or sell them.
Yeah, we'll keep those.
Something is still controlling these oozes, and as far as I know, it's dead. So, I mean,
it's the book. It's become sentient.
Ash taught me, just burn the book. Did you ever watch a TV show?
I have not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's very funny.
Versus Evil Dead?
Yeah.
The footstool contains 55 gold, 30 electrum, a potion of poison in a gourd, two spell scrolls written on dried Trillimac, and a varnished Nothic eye.
Really?
What does that do?
Yep.
A Nothic eye?
A Nothic eye.
I'm going to go ahead and read that again.
55 gold, 4,000 electrum.
30 electrum.
I figured I'd give it a shot.
18 spell scrolls.
A potion.
12 bars of platinum.
Two spell scrolls. And a big lacquered eye.
Nothic eye.
Arcana on the eye? Because I don't know.
We've seen Nothics before.
Did we? I don't know what that is.
Not in this game.
No. Everybody make me an insight roll.
That is in this game.
21.
14.
16.
The rock did better than I did.
The sounds of battle outside have changed. You start hearing cheering. You stop hearing the coordinated sloshing that was beating back the gnomes. And you hear the charge.
It's less waterbed with continuous motion and more just like...
Yeah. It's gone from lovemaking to just straight up banging.
Yeah. There's nothing really on the table.
No, nothing of use.
Food?
Yeah, eat it. There you
go. What'd you get for Arcana?
14.
14? You know what a Nothic
is. Oh, no, I didn't do Arcana. I did Insight. You want me to do Arcana?
Oh, no. You can if you want, yeah. You were asking about the eye.
Yeah, but then you told us to do an Insight check.
Yeah, sorry. That was to know that something had changed since you took out the Pudding King.
15.
15? You know what a Nothic is.
Lucas doesn't, but...
It is a corrupted spellcaster. I think it's somebody who tried to become a lich and failed.
Okay.
I believe that is correct. You've seen them before.
One of those things' eyes?
Yes, it is one of their eyes.
They look like...
It's fine. What do their eyes do?
What's is it Mike for Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
You use your detect magic. It absolutely radiates magic.
What school?
He's got the PHB, but they look like...
I believe divination? Let me check.
How big is it?
The eye?
So,
I mean, but I don't know what he would be.
You got this monster manual over there.
Yeah. Judged on the monster manual. But, they kind of look like... I'm pretty sure they were in Strahd.
Yeah, they were.
Nasty little buggers.
They were the things that were picking out our memories.
Mm-hmm.
It is divination.
They were picking out our memories.
I don't know.
They were in the Amber.
You don't remember because they did it.
But I don't know what it would. The eye specifically would be used for.
No, you do not.
Okay.
They're a little more lizardy than I remember.
Oh. Okay.
They looked into you and like figured out secrets that you had and was like they were like screwing with your brains. There's a part where you, like, opened a door and, like, four of them just turned and looked at you, like...
At about this point, you hear a rumbling and four boulders come rolling into the room, along with the ghost that pulled you for training, and they escort you out of here. There's still a shit ton of oozes, mm-hmm. but they're not at all coordinated like they were. They're not at all intelligent. They're vermin.
Falling apart.
They escort you back. There is celebration. You guys actually have a victory.
I want to search the dome.
At this point, it's still swarming with oozes.
Oh, okay.
Let them clear it out.
Yeah, it will take time. You guys cleared it.
Princess is heading to the castle.
If you guys have any points of madness, tick one down.
Yes!
I don't have any.
Where would that be on you?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
There's no way he could have gotten madness yet.
Yeah. Okay. You're good. He's good.
Jeff's been kind of using it in climactic battles where we don't win. So this is Ettercap's first climactic battle.
What do you guys want to do?
Leave. Go to the surface.
Heal.
That's probably the first thing we do.
Yeah, I'm assuming there will be healing and everything like that. Eventually, as you guys are resting up and recovering from the battle and everything, Diggermatix will come to you and say that Tappy has talked to them. You guys have more than proved yourself. You guys have proved yourself a friend to the Svirfneblad. You've helped bring the community back together. Everything like that. He told us that you're trying to get home, and we want to help.
That's mighty neighborly of you.
And
we appreciate it.
They will roll out a map in front of you and say, we're here. And you're 3 days out from Mithra Hall.
No shit.
Yeah.
I would like to go there, please.
Yeah.
You look confused.
No. Well, I mean, not confused, just I get more surprised.
Yeah, the Blingdon Stone has a fairly close relationship with Mithra Hall.
Okay.
That's where the gnomes fled when the drow attacked. They're close. They can show you safe roads to get there.
Legit.
If I meditate with this eye, do I...
You do not attune.
Okay.
It is something that would have to be identified.
Okay.
I can actually do that.
You can.
I can actually cast identify.
Mm.
Burn one of your pearls.
I had how many pearls did I have? Two?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Before you do that, why don't we just see if somebody in town can do that?
I mean,
sure. Well, they're still probably going to charge you.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to charge you. Probably about the cost of a pearl, because they're going to have to use identify.
Actually, more.
Hmm. There you go.
Okay.
When I cast that, does it only work for one item, or can I do multiple items? I can't remember.
You'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's just one item.
Because that's really the only thing that we picked up that was...
The only thing we have that we don't...
I mean, well, I can roll Arcana
on the potion. The potion is... Does the... When he did Detect Magic, did the potion glow?
One would assume.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Is it something that's easily detectable, or do I need to roll on it?
You'll roll Alchemy.
Alchemy?
Intelligence and double proficiency.
I got a nat 20.
It's a potion of poison.
You choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Does it...
I'll identify the eye.
I mean, it's 100 gold. I mean, it's probably worth it to know what the hell it is.
I'll identify the eye.
That is a... It functions as a crystal ball to be used as to...
Scrying.
True seeing.
True seeing.
Ooh.
That's different.
It is a one-time use.
Ooh.
Okay.
Write that down. That's kind of cool.
Varnished Nothic eye that functions as a crystal ball of true seeing that can be used once.
A ball of things. Does that mean you can true seeing at a distance like a crystal ball?
No, it's the magic item, crystal ball of true seeing.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's only a one-time use. If you spend some time looking through those spell books, those are some hefty fucking spell books.
What language are they written in?
Let me get back to it.
And then we found two scrolls as well, right?
True Sight, by the way, also lets you see into the ethereal plane.
It does.
Hmm. You have to be able to cast True Sight to use that?
No. Okay. Theoretically, you identified it. Yeah. So if it allows you to cast, you're not funneling the spell. I think you are just saying abracadabra, and it's going to give you True Seeing for 1 hour.
Yes.
So any one of us could do it if we knew how to activate it. There's no attunement. It's just like drinking a potion or anything else. The magic is already built into the item.
The first spell... I'm sorry, was there another question?
What language was it written in? Like, can we tell us this... Is it a dwarvish spellbook? Is it a drow spellbook? Is it a...
It is written in gnomish.
Okay, so it's probably a gnomish.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of spells are we seeing?
They must be Puddin' King's recipe books.
No.
Sorcerer spells, wizard spells.
Actually, it doesn't specify which spellbook it is, but these belong to a Svirfneblan archmage.
That probably
named
wasn't.
Lesla Carawil. The wizard's spells contained in each book are listed below. The first book is called Underland Magic, and the second book is called Magic from Beyond the Mirror.
And how it makes
The first spellbook is first through fourth level. The second is fifth through eighth level spells.
Damn.
Well, if it means an archmage, he'd be pretty hefty level.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the base build is like 11 in the PHB.
Worth quite a lot, a bit of money.
Right, we'll hang on to those.
Sell it to the right person.
Two scrolls, you said?
Yeah, two scrolls.
Does Lucas recognize those or no?
I'm getting there. I doubt it. I doubt either of those spells are on your list.
So after resting up, I guess we go to Mithril Hall.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys are celebrated. There's feasting. There's all kinds of shit. They'll spend a couple days cleaning out the last of the uses. But this is a win.
We'll take it.
Before we go to Mithril Hall, let's go to the dome.
We've had like 85 episodes of not wins, so we'll take it.
Yeah.
I want to... let's go to the dome.
We were in the dome.
No, you were not.
Oh, we weren't? Sorry.
The spherical building was inside of that big main chamber.
I gotcha.
You go in and... I mean, the main part of the building is like a senate chamber, and it is scoured down to bare stone. This has had oozes going all through it.
Okay. So there's nothing really here.
No, there's nothing really here. Beautiful architecture. During its heyday, I'm sure it would have been magnificent to look at.
But no, like, altars or anything like that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I don't... there's just literally just nothing.
I mean, you can... This was a government center.
Okay.
This was the city senate. Huh?
I said, so nothing was done here.
As a political joke?
Oh. Nick Offerman.
If you explore the rest of the area down here, you know how when you came in, Troy and Matt, there was the tunnel you were in and you found a crack going to the right, but it also continued on straight?
Yeah.
If you go down that way and around to the main entrance to the room that you fought in, you will find a shrine to one of the other gnomish deities. I don't remember what his name was. He's fungus and herd animals or something like that.
Huh.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
That area down there was an old livery and things like that.
So we either could have gone around or we could have gone straight through.
Yes. And you would have had something else to fight over there. But it's been dealt with since then.
Fair enough.
Well, I guess we go to Mithril Hall.
And from Mithril Hall, it shouldn't be that hard to get to the surface.
Sounds like it.
Let's go.
We set off.
The Pudding King shall rise again!
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through it.